This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
18 years ago, Kevin Nicholson was the president of the College Democrats of America. Today, he's within striking distance of becoming the Republican nominee for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate race. As Sean Johnson reports, the Marine veteran says life changed him, and now he wants to change the federal government.
Some people are quiet about their military service. With Kevin Nicholson, it's nearly impossible to miss. His campaign shirts say, "Send in the Marine." It's printed on the side of his RV. And when he's shaking hands with fellow veterans at the Washington County Fair, he tells them about his service, too.
And I served from 04 to 09 in the Marine Corps. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's probably, you'd say the same thing, like, not every day was fun, but I would do it over again in a heartbeat.
There's a reason Nicholson stays on this message. For some voters, it works. Navy veteran Alan Peters of West Bend says he's impressed by Nicholson and more likely to support him because he's a veteran.
I like to say no, but if someone did serve in the military, I think I can relate to them a little better.
Air Force veteran Lee Elke of West Bend says he's voting for Nicholson and doesn't care that he was once a Democrat.
It doesn't hurt who you were. It's who you are now. And I believe in him.
Nicholson didn't just vote for Democrats. In August of 2000, he addressed the Democratic National Convention. But he says it was about this time that he started to become disenchanted with politics.
And I saw a Democrat Party that I didn't really like in many different ways. I thought it was obsessed with race, class, gender, ethnicity. And I thought that obsession was going to rip people apart. And it has.
Nicholson says that's when he started to change. He worked as a ranch hand in Wyoming, and it made him more conservative.
And then I came on back. I got married. I joined the Marine Corps. I fought in Iraq in 07. I fought in Afghanistan in 08, 09. I had kids along the way. Every bit of this made me more conservative.
And after the Marines, he went to work as a business consultant. He says that made him more conservative, too. Today, polls show Nicholson neck and neck with Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir, a personal friend of Governor Scott Walker with endorsements from the state Republican Party and even House Speaker Paul Ryan. It's not just his personal story that's put him in this position. University of Wisconsin-Madison political scientist Eleanor Powell says that if it weren't for the help of one GOP donor, Nicholson might still be a political unknown.
He would need to have done something to get his name out there. I mean, there are other tactics. You can try to say outlandish things. You can try to get your name in the paper. You know, candidates do all those sorts of things to try to get the attention. But in his case, the money is helping a lot with that name recognition.
Nicholson's biggest financial backer is Illinois businessman Richard Eline, owner of the Pleasant Prairie-based manufacturer Uline. He spent millions on a super PAC to support Nicholson, and it ran TV ads.
Kevin Nicholson, a Marine officer in Iraq, Nicholson completed 100 combat missions.
Eline has also given millions to the Club for Growth Action Fund, and it's run ads too.
President Trump needs fighters in the Senate, fighters like Kevin Nicholson.
The list goes on. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Eline has been one of the nation's biggest GOP donors this election cycle. Beloit billionaire Diane Hendricks is now paying for ads for Vukmir, but she has not spent as much, at least not yet. Nicholson downplays Eline's role. He says he didn't promise him anything he wouldn't pledge to other voters.
We were introduced by mutual friends, and we're friends. We believe that the country has a lot of challenges and that it takes people from outside the political class to deal with it.
Nicholson says the Marines gave him his no-excuses leadership skills and prepared him for all of this. But the self-described political outsider did not get into this fight alone. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.